In Oakland, I'm Molly Wood, and for Kai Rizdahl, it's Monday, the 19th of November. Glad to be with you today. We begin with a couple of stories about the power of, well, power. First, the auto industry, where Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, one of the most powerful figures in the industry, has been arrested by Japanese prosecutors and accused of underreporting his income on financial statements. Ghosn is also the head of France's Renault, Mitsubishi, and he's chairman of the business alliance of all three automakers. Nissan's second-in-command and several industry analysts said his arrest shows that too much power had been concentrated in one person for too long. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports.
2 decades ago, Carlos Ghosn was the savior of Nissan.
He took a failing Nissan and he merged it with Renault, a French-Japanese marriage that no one thought would work. It may have taken a very strong figure to make that work.
Michelle Krebs is executive analyst with AutoTrader. Nissan flourished for a while, but has struggled recently.
I think much of this would not have come to a head had the company been extremely successful right now.
And that's the thing about concentrated power. When times are good, you don't hear as many complaints about it. Douglas Cha heads the governance center at the conference board.
Some people could say a very domineering CEO like a Steve Jobs, that ended up being good for that company, that without that, maybe they would not have moved so quickly and been willing to take so many risks.
And that is great if things work out. But generally speaking, when a corporate leader consolidates power, keeps directors on a short leash, appoints yes men or women, you don't tend to get great decision making.
It's very personality driven, and they don't have anyone there who's really challenging them.
Songhee Han, assistant professor at Penn State, analyzed thousands of companies' performances during crises and looked at the effect of having a more powerful leader.
The cost outweighs its benefits.
For innovative companies in competitive industries, she says, there's little room for error. An authoritarian CEO can raise a company up or drive it toward ruin. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.